Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I think you'll like it, and this week you'll get to see my predictions, my 2005 predictions. You still have time to get those. And then coming up in the next week, we'll be talking about New Year's resolutions, some things that I want you small business owners to focus on, including me, to focus on in the year ahead. Dr. Susan Mitchell is with us, ladies and gentlemen, and she is a registered dietitian. She's a certified nutrition specialist and a fellow of the American Dietetic Association and nationally recognized authority on nutrition and stress. She's written a number of books, including one that I think I like. I'm going to have to find. It's called I'd Kill for a Cookie. That sounds like me. She's the co-author, along with Dr. Catherine Christie, of a book I'm holding in my hand, Fat is Not Your Fate, How to Outsmart Your Genes and Lose the Weight Forever. Dr. Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you this morning?
Doing great. It's good to have you on the show. And is I'd Kill for a Cookie still in print?
It's not still in print, but there are still copies available, especially through like Amazon or the other online retailers where people sell them. But it went out of print at the end of last year. It had a nice run, but you can still find them.
I think I'm going to buy it and just have it framed to put up on the wall. I'm the original cookie monster.
Hey, I understand. I haven't met a piece of chocolate that I don't like.
Dr. Susan, one of the things that we all know about is that there's this rash of diets out there. There are all these people trying to focus on cutting the fat out or cutting the carbs out. Or there's the South Beach diet, the South Fort Lauderdale diet, I guess. Who knows what they got? The North Sheboygan diet, whatever.
Right.
And you and your co-author, Catherine Christie, have come up with a way of looking at why we have weight, too much weight sometimes, in a way that I'm not sure I've ever seen before. And it all revolves around who we are genetically, doesn't it?
Right. But because if you look at the world of dieting, it's always been here, you follow this diet. In other words, one diet for the masses. And that's not the way it is, because we're each very different genetically.
Right.
And as registered dietitians, you know, working in the trenches throughout the years, that's what we've seen, that people lose weight differently, very much based on genetics and family history. So what Fat Is Not Your Fate is all about that makes it different is that it's not a diet book that fits all. It makes you take a in-depth quiz that looks at your family history and your genetics, and it asks you questions about yourself, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, the diseases that they faced, the weight problems that they faced, and helps you find the phenotype, one of six, that you fit, and then that diet is very specific. And what it helps you do is not only lose weight, but let's say you're a phenotype B, which is for blood pressure, because that runs very strongly in your family.
Can we stop you for 1 second, please?
Yes.
What is a phenotype? Tell us what that
is. Okay, a phenotype is just your body's way of expressing the interaction of your genes, genes with a G, not a J, and your environment. So it's really the properties of your genetic background or your family history and how they express themselves. And one way to think of phenotype is it shows in the color of your eyes, the color of your hair, if it's curly or straight. All of that is part of your phenotype. But certainly so is whether your genes express that you have a tendency for overweight, if you have a tendency for diabetes or high blood pressure.
Well, we all know about the different types of body structures. There's the ectomorph and the
right.
endomorph and the mesomorph and all
right.
that. And some families are just naturally thin. Some families are not.
Right. And that's all, guess what, based on your genes.
Mm-hmm.
And your genes determine your metabolism. That's the rate at which you burn calories. And it also that your genes determine what happens to you and your health if you gain weight. So if you
right.
gain 5 or 10 pounds, does that also mean that you're going to have your blood pressure go up? If you have a genetic tendency for that, yes. So
right.
weight is very much tied to your genes.
Well, one of the things that you, and I want to identify the different, the six different phenotypes that you mentioned. Then I want to, I do want to talk about them.
Okay.
I'll just read them off here. The first one is A, addictive. B is blood pressure. C is cardiovascular. D is diabetic. E is emotional. And H is hormonal.
Right.
Now the interesting thing to me is I'm with you all the way down through there. Those sound like all very clinical ways of understanding our phenotype until you get to the emotional. And it's interesting to see that in the list.
Right, exactly. It's actually the last two, because emotional is dealing with the reasons that you eat. In other words, if you look at emotional eating, weight is very much tied to your feelings, your anger, your sadness, your happiness, and eating is very much driven by emotion. So someone has to take a look at those emotions, why they eat, what they're eating when they're stressed or emotionally eating, and deal with that. In fact, I have one of my clients who, when she took the phenotype quiz and she found out she was an E, she says, oh my gosh, this makes total sense to me because I do eat because of, you know, these certain emotions. And mm-hmm. over time, she's lost 50 pounds.
Wow.
First of all, because she learned to eat differently based on the emotions and the genetics of emotional eating, and she learned to change her food.
So
and when you see her, she's like one of those before and after where you go, oh, that looks like a computer fix to me.
So her emotional approach to food, you say, is genetic.
There is also definitely a genetic tie, just as there is a genetic tie in addiction. I mean, we know now that various addictions are genetically based.
Like,
so, yeah.
Including alcoholism.
Very much so.
Some families have a gene that makes them have a tendency to be more likely to be alcoholics.
And that is why the way that they should eat is very different from the way that other people should eat on a diet. For example, let's say that you have an addiction background that's maybe an eating disorder, overeating, for example. And in that kind of situation, you don't want to put someone on a very strict diet because guess what? When you cut food, it tends to encourage them to binge. So if binge eating has been a problem in the past, a restrictive diet can only make that worse. So their calorie level and what they eat should be different from someone else in another category. And that's the beauty of looking at yourself versus saying, here's just a one diet fits all. And that's why they're not generally successful.
Well, one of the things that you do in your book is in addition to identifying and bringing this, the phenotype concept to our attention, you also talk about the different phenotypes and how to eat for your type. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get you to help us with that right after these messages. It's 20 after. We're visiting with Dr. Susan Mitchell. She is the co-author of Fat Is Not Your Fate, But I Still Like Cookies. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Susan Mitchell, the co-author of Fat Is Not Your Fate, How to Outsmart Your Genes and Lose the Weight Forever. And Dr. Susan, one of the things I mentioned as we were going to the break is that in your book, you and your co-author, Catherine Christie, have got diets for each one of these. Well, you have a test, as you mentioned earlier. There's a
right.
test that you can take, and if you answer these questions, it's not an essay, folks. It's a yes or no, and maybe don't know. That you answer these questions. It takes about, I took the test myself. It takes about maybe about 10 minutes at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's pretty in-depth, don't you think, Jim? It makes you really think about your health and your family's health.
Very much in-depth in terms of asking me about my grandparents and asking me about my good HDL and the bad HDL and all that sort of thing. So you need a little bit of information there to finish a part of the test.
Right.
But when you get through, you're supposed to be able to identify whether you're which one of the six phenotypes that you are.
Right.
And then you go to the part of the book where the diet is for that phenotype.
Exactly. And the diet's very specific for that phenotype, and it has a lot of focus foods. Focus foods meaning foods that we know, science-based, work specifically in that phenotype to help you lose weight and to keep these health issues at bay. And then it has menus for people who say, hey, I could use a little help here making a menu. It has what we call no-time menus for when you're in a real hurry, more-time menus for when you have a little more leisure time to cook, and then actually recipes to go with each of the phenotypes.
Well, now, what about let's trip down through these phenotypes and give us one or two quick markers of each one of these that from an eating standpoint, things to watch out for. If you're an addictive phenotype, what are some things you need to watch out for?
Well, if you're an addictive phenotype, you certainly are not going to be on a real restrictive diet, because if you think about that, particularly in binge eating disorder, if you're on a very much of a restriction, it tends to kick in the tendency to want to overeat or binge. So their particular plan is very much geared around more moderate calories, not a real in-depth restriction, and believe it or not, the use of some caffeine.
Huh.
Because in addiction, overcoming various addictions, caffeine is actually used to increase what's called the dopamine level in the brain, which helps you to be able to focus more. So that's an interesting, they're very different from all of the others.
What about blood pressure?
In blood pressure, what you're looking at there is very much increasing the amounts of fruits and vegetables in the diet. And the reason for that is that fruits and vegetables, what we call diuretic foods, they're very high in water, but they also have a high mineral content like potassium and magnesium. So those things not only make you lose weight, but they help bring down blood pressure or keep blood pressure at bay if you have a tendency for that to be elevated.
All right. How about cardiovascular?
Well, cardiovascular, of course, you see the elevated lipids, and those are the signs. You have high total cholesterol, a high LDL. You have heart attacks in your family, that type of thing. Maybe you can look back and see that in your parents and in your grandparents. And there are many foods. The beauty of the phenotype I see in terms of losing weight is that this is not a girly diet at all, Jim, and it helps you to have real food in real amounts. But to
A whole sandwich, not a little piece of a sandwich, right?
Absolutely. It includes real meat, real whole grains, real fresh fruits. And like in the sea, for example, you learn about the benefits of purple and red grapes. You hear so much about drinking wine as the French do.
Right.
Well, we also know from science that the benefits that you find in wine are also in grape juice and in purple and red grapes.
I love grapes, but you're saying I should eat more red grapes and less white grapes.
Absolutely. If you're a phenotype C, and that, again, is because of the natural phytochemicals that they contain that help keep the blood vessels more elastic.
What about the diabetic phenotype?
Okay, diabetics, again, we tend to put them on...
This is not just for people... If you could be a diabetic phenotype but not have diabetes, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's very much the case. And many times what happens is you lose your weight because you follow the phenotype D diet because you have diabetes in the family, but your diabetes does not express itself or come out because you're eating correctly the way that you should because of that phenotype, and you're losing the weight. That's the beauty of
this,
it. And many
this
times
seems
you
to
do
me to be
it.
A very important some very important information for people who have genetic diabetic history.
Right, and we're seeing more and more type 2 diabetes, and particularly what's scary, Jim, is that we're seeing it in children.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
the obesity is going all the way down to the playpen now.
Yeah,
I mean, we've got 10% of kids ages 2 to 5 who are overweight.
All right, let's move over to emotional.
Okay, emotional. What's so important about emotional? What we teach there, very different from all the other phenotypes, is that it's so important to eat 5 or 6 small meals, or what we call mini meals a day, that include both protein and carbs. The reason for that is emotional eaters eat because they're upset or angry or sad or whatever. So we don't want to let you get hungry, because guess what you do when you're hungry?
You eat.
You eat the door off the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You know? And so
I'm sorry. Let's move to hormonal.
Hormonal for women only. And, of course, that helps them deal with keeping weight off that comes from hormones, whether it's after a baby, whether it's menopause, whether it's PMS, and by using foods that are diuretic foods that help to flush water out, or using other foods that help to keep the moods in a more even and constant place, like soy foods, for example. So it's really fascinating. You lose the weight, but you eat foods that help the body.
Susan, Dr. Susan Mitchell, the author of Fat Is Not Your Fate. Thank you for being here. Where's the book available?
Yeah, Amazon.com and all of your bookstores.
Thank you very much, Susan. See you next
time.
You're
welcome, Jim.
We'll get you back another day. Quick break. Right back with Beverly Williams. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.